Hello, what's good?
What's up, world?
How are we doing?
Chilling.
We're not chilling in the Pacific Northwest.
No, that's been like 6 months now. I did move.
We're chilling in the Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, but we're out here.
But first, we got to introduce ourselves. Who are we? I'm Sky. I'm Fly. Straight up out the A. Currently, not by the hay, but by the hills. Because I keep it real. And I'm Trill from the ATL. But whatever. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your... That's so hard in person. It's your girl, Sills. VA all day. Two up, two down. Chilling. And yeah, what is this? Ventura County? Sure. My first time. So... It's out here.
Okay, who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspective of soccer, football, everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
And so what are we doing today?
We have a special guest.
Yeah. Hey, special guest.
Oh, hey. That's all I got. I can't rap.
Oh, neither can I. Don't worry about it. It goes very wrong when I try. It's not the gift I got. But yeah, we have a special guest, if you can hear. GM, Angela Euclid. Am I saying it correctly?
You are.
Okay.
Look at you.
I was going to say.
Practice. Names matter. My mother said that. Shout out.
Say it nice and slow. You get it. Yeah.
Do you want to rip where you're from in person?
Va Beach, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
757. All day.
Yep. East Coast.
I'm outnumbered today.
East Coast, baby.
You are.
All right. So, okay. Yeah, we're going to do a little quick interview.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
All right. Okay. Mostly the draft, I feel.
Mostly the draft.
Because that's what we were supposed to talk about. So.
Yes.
But we like, you know, season, you know, let it sit and then we do the interview. That way that's when stew tastes better or something.
Exactly.
I don't
Summer,
know. I tried to go food probably because I'm hungry. It didn't work out, but that's okay. That's afterwards. I got it. But yeah, we're just gonna chat really quickly with Angela before she gets on the rest of her day.
Yeah.
It's a very busy day. Yeah, we're chilling at practice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I appreciate y'all for letting us come out. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Y'all can clap in the background. We got audience members. Thank you. We appreciate y'all.
She said you can
I was gonna press the thing, but then right. If it messes up, I'll never hear the end of it. But yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I guess we can jump into it. So most of our questions are going to be around building a team and drafts because that's what we were gonna do. It's still relevant. So we just changed the tense, like most of my students do in high school. It's all good. So first and foremost, how did you feel as the GM at your first NWSL draft? What was that experience?
It was exciting. I definitely needed to make sure I knew all the rules before. But yeah, it's completely different. I think the last draft that I actually attended was my own. So that was decades ago, literally decades ago.
Literally a different league.
Two different leagues ago. A completely different setup. The music was live and fresh and had a good little vibe in there. So that was nice. And yeah, exciting. I think for us, you know, going into this draft too, it was, you would think it'd be very straightforward because we only had two picks. But there was a lot of activity at the draft. So it was learning through a little bit of what that was, not knowing exactly what to expect in this seat.
Okay. Wonderful.
So what did it mean to you as a GM, to be in this role, particularly being a black woman on a televised event, like, how did that feel? Because, I mean, yeah. You didn't have it even on the... Back in the day, it wasn't even on the...
It was on TV.
It wasn't even on TV.
Yeah.
So yeah. How was it, like, from that perspective?
You know, I think it's huge. It just shows the progress.
Right.
And the visibility. And that's part of why we're here. It's part of why Angel City exists, is to bring more of that awareness and attention and to completely change this game and this sport in a very positive way, especially for women. I think for myself as a black woman, Cuban descent, like you put everything on it, LGBTQ, like to wear so many different hats and roles, I think that's something that, you know, I try to show up daily to remember, you know, who I do represent. Not necessarily all of like where I came from, but I think it's more futuristic in my focus of providing more of those pathways and showing representation in a variety of ways so that people know what can be.
Right, right. I just realized I had my sunglasses on. It's very rude. I'm a good Southern girl at heart. Okay. So, of course, part of the draft is strategy, right? And how you're building a team. Mm-hmm. So what type of culture are you trying to build with Angel City as the GM? And what are you looking to add, or are you looking to add to that culture before the start of the season, which hopefully we'll find out about soon. So, yeah.
Yeah. Our people are everything. I mean, that I truly believe the culture of a sports team specifically is where championships are won or lost. And I think that has been the primary focus of my role coming into this position, you know, from our staff to our players and how we build our roster, you know, collectively. And we are still so young. We're in our infancy, just about to start our second season here. So, you know, it's taking the positive aspects of the culture that's already been laid from that first season, where we can add to it, but it's something that we need to consistently and constantly work on. It's not just like, hey, this is what we do for culture, right? This is something that we want to show up in our values and our daily practices, from, you know, the players that are hitting the pitch and how they hold each other accountable, to the staff, how we hold each other accountable, and making sure that, you know, we're showing up for each other, because ultimately we want to create a championship culture out of this club and this team. And I think we're very bullish in setting those standards and expectations and goals very early on, you know, in this club's, you know, life, and really looking at how we can start to implement that now so we can, you know, get to those goals a lot faster.
And I was up a tambourine. I was going to have a tambourine.
I was trying to figure out what was happening.
I was like, is this a side? Or like, she's trying to get...
I'm like, who are you talking to? We're doing an interview. Who are you talking to right now? Okay.
It's a tambourine. Okay. That's what you were preaching.
Okay.
You were preaching.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll pull up my keys next.
I'm sorry. I was saying I was going to behave. But anyway. So if we go back to the draft, we reflect back on tonight, what excited you the most about the draft before and then even, I guess, during the situation? Because it was a lot of in-person.
Yeah. I think the excitement was around the unknown and just not knowing exactly how this was going to play out, what this was going to look like. And, you know, as I mentioned before, we only had two draft selections, but that didn't mean that we weren't trying to shuffle and see if we could get a few more or position ourselves differently. And, you know, every team in this league was doing the same thing. So I think, you know, so much activity leading up to the actual draft, during the draft. And I think the excitement during was really just seeing how the pieces were starting to fall into place, and then where we may or may not have pivoted based off of some of the selections before us. So, you know, I think we came in with a game plan, but, you know, obviously having to have, you know, B, C, D, E, you know, all these different layers of what to do if. And so the coaches, you know, were working really hard leading up into that event and that preparation to make sure that it was very thoughtful and intentional about, you know, how to plan in the event of, you know, something happening. So, you know, that chess match, you know, I think for us was not as extraordinary as other teams that had more selections, but, you know, was still definitely an element there.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that gave you apprehension about the draft, either before, during, or even after?
I wouldn't say apprehension. I may have given one of the NWSL league members a heart attack when, a slight one, when, you know, they asked for me to write down our, since we did have the first choice, uh-huh. And, you know, obviously it was very thoughtful and planned of who we were going to go with. And I said, we didn't know who we were going to choose yet. Okay. And she just, face went white. She lost her breath. I'm like, breathe. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. No, we're not allowed to joke here in the draft. Oh, sorry. My bad.
She's like, not right now.
So I might have given other people okay. apprehension. But yeah, no, I think it was just about showing up.
Just to like carry
I know I'm not going to call her out. I won't name names, but but I think it was more of just the excitement and you know, I think we felt prepared. So it was less of that. It was just about, okay, what's going to happen? How is this going to play out? Where are these players who we know are good players? Are the players that maybe, you know, not necessarily as high on the list, you know, perceived by some of the other teams? Are they going to get chosen? Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to go higher than we think? So, mm-hmm. you know, I think that was just more of the mm-hmm. excitement around like seeing how it was going to play out.
Absolutely. Any more draft questions?
Yeah, well, actually, is there a current player in the game that reminds you of you as a player?
Ooh.
I'll let you go international if you need to.
Oh, man. Can I say who I wish I could compare myself to?
You can answer.
You know what? I'm going to – we just picked up a player that I'm curious to see how she pans out in terms of the role that she'll play for our team. Katie Johnson, Mexican-American player, potentially playing a 10 role for us, you know, midfielder. I played midfield, but technically more of a 6, mm-hmm. Like double 6 with Shannon Box typically on the national team. So shout out to Boxy.
Take that right now.
She did all the dirty work. Yeah. But I'm curious to see if, because I saw a few, I was, you know, watching her in a few clips and curious to see if she has a similar style or not. Because structurally, like, we're different heights. We probably, I think, even run differently. So, but I'm curious. I'm curious to see how that looks. I wish I could say I can compare myself to like a Katarina Macario, but you know, that was not me. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like that answer.
That's a really good answer. Yeah. Now I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm plotting. I see what you're saying. I'm seeing.
Yeah, okay. And in the midfield, Katie Johnson, the midfield, not necessarily as a
striker. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She's played the front line.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay. That's why I actually liked the signing because mm-hmm. I was like, yeah,
mm-hmm. okay. You like this one?
Yes,
all right,
yes,
all right.
Yes, I like this.
Thank you.
So all you right. listen when she.
Oh, you've heard my rant.
Oh, God, yes, I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, you passed it. Yeah,
you passed the shea butter cast test.
Okay, I'll make this a larger scale question because obviously we had draft questions. So what's the biggest lesson you've learned so far in your role, even though you haven't been there? I know it's a world question, right? And what advice would you give particularly to young Black women who are looking to get into a front office role or something of that nature?
Yeah. I will start with the second question first.
Okay, that's fine.
I think it's about, and again, why I think it's really important for this type of visibility and representation, visible representation, so that one, you know, you can relate, right? You can see someone who looks like you that you right. can relate to that has been in a role. And I think the advice I would give is, you know, reach out to people that you're curious about their roles and their positions, make that connection or start to follow and learn more about what their path was like. And I think also just understanding that your path does not have to be replicated, you know, it could be very unique to your own and you can achieve things, in your own way. It doesn't have to follow a set pattern, but if there's a formula and a pattern that does exist, pay attention to that. As Tony Robbins would say, success leaves clues. So follow those clues. So that'd be my advice. And then I think the biggest thing that I've learned, there's a tambourine. The key tambourine is back out.
Now that I know.
the biggest thing I've learned, I mean, oh my gosh, it's been, I've learned so much. I mean, it's incredible actually. Which I geek out on because I love learning, I love education, I love growth in that way. But I think it wasn't necessarily the biggest thing I've learned, but I think it just enhanced just understanding the value and the importance of our people. Mm-hmm. And because our people and our staff are the ones who support our players mm-hmm. and are the ones that will create the environment for our players to focus on their sport and on their craft. And ultimately we want to get to a place where these women are not having to fight for X, Y, and Z, and aren't having to worry about the off the field shit or like problems or anything else that exists, and they can just, you know, focus on their game, because that doesn't necessarily exist for women's professional sports at this time in our society. And so, you know, just holding each other to that high expectation, I think, is something that I've learned to be just extremely valuable for building what we want to build in our Angel City culture.
All right. Okay. The ghost.
But yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Y'all here giving sermons. I did have a question back in regards to the draft and preparing for it. Mm-hmm. What are the things you're looking for in players based on film? And then, wait, are you looking based on film, or are you also looking what you see in person? I always talk about, like, you can have analytics, mm-hmm. but as a data scientist myself, uh-huh. You can't just have the data. You got to see what it is in context, you know, because mm-hmm. you can tackle all you want to, but if you're not at the spot where you need to be, then you may not be the best in the position, you know?
Yep.
So do you look at both, or is it one or the other? Yeah. Or do you reference back to being a player? That kind of taps into the second question. But the next question coming. But is it a combination?
That's all of it. I think that's it's having that beautiful blend where you can mix analytics, experience, viewing both in person, film. You know, you can catch so much more when you're in person. Not necessarily the actual play, but even the player behaviors, right? And I think that's where you can learn so much about the player as the person and how they are as a player on the field, you know, based off their personality and response to different situations, and a lot more of the off the ball, right? Because on the film, you're seeing the player on the ball, but right. what do they look like off the ball? Mm-hmm. What type of movements do they have? Mm-hmm. How are they interacting with their teammates? How are they responding to different situations in a game, in a moment? When the ball's out of bounds, right? How are they reacting? So I think you can pick up so much more when you're there live in person than perhaps you can, you know, through video and film. But, you know, sometimes that's not necessarily doable for all players and at all times. So I think where we want to get to, though, as a club is having an extremely robust recruitment process and strategy and system in place where, you know, we can do analysis that encompasses it all mixed with the data as well. And I think being able to have the data support what you think, but then also you have to interpret, you know, yourself too. You can't always just go off the data because that's not necessarily reflective of the full picture. So it's a beautiful blend of all of it.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll piggyback off of that. So you've mentioned, obviously, you played in a double pivot and you played the attacking mid. It's very famous Olympics that talks about that. Or does that. Does that influence what you look for in players? Like your awareness on the field as a midfielder and basically anywhere in the midfield, like, does that affect what you look for?
Wait, and I want to add even on other positions too, because as a midfielder, I mean, you were in the middle of the pitch, so in theory you could have perspective of what you will want to see in a forward and a defender.
And I did play in a victory tour game with the U.S. team, like, outside back. Which, I mean,
can we block that out?
I am so glad there's no film back to see that, because.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Oh, man. No, I was not. No.
You're like, no, don't do
this. No. But I do think I have played, you know, even youth, just different positions, which has given me perspective to see the mind of a forward, the mind of a midfielder, the mind of a back, in a different way. I did play some goalkeeper, you know, with the boys, and it was like the indoor.
All right.
So I think, though, yes, I think it's a different perspective, you know, being primarily a midfielder, in terms of the things that you look at or look for or can probably notice. And I know I've had conversations even with some of my former teammates too, and even listening to some of the commentators, right, who are former players in the positions, I think you can kind of pick up where they tend to focus on, right, in certain of the players, and things that they might pick out that maybe I wouldn't because I'm not a defender. You know, when you look at Danielle Slayton, who's focused maybe on a defensive move or play. So I think there are probably things that we are, and I am more aware about with midfielders than maybe some other positions. But I think I think being able just to have, you know, the full scope of understanding of maybe from a midfielder mindset, like how to be a good forward or how to be and present, you know, in a good defensive shape. So I think those are probably the lenses in which I look and evaluate.
All right. I like that. That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Wait, are you going to ask this other?
Am I doing this? Oh, okay. You can ask that one.
Well, no, ask it because I'm asking the last question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You want the last one, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, she wants the last one. Okay. How do you continue to build post-draft, since there's more than one way to bring players to a team? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Are you still looking to build, or I don't know?
Yeah.
The season hasn't started yet, so I'm just asking the question.
No, I think because we're in our preseason, so we're still sorting through. We have, you know, trialists out here, preseason right now. We're evaluating them. And from my role, I'm constantly having to evaluate that, or I get to evaluate that, because, you know, I need to be thinking long term as well, not just in this season. I think the focus of, you know, this season, practice, game to game, that's Freya's, you know, our head coach's role and responsibility. And, you know, my role is, yes, let's figure out what this looks like for this season in terms of our roster, but, you know, how does that impact 2-3 years down the road from now based off of, you know, our style of play and what we're looking to bring in terms of, you know, that player profile based on the position. So, that was a long answer. The short answer is yes. And I think it's technically a constant evaluation.
Okay. All right. And so for our final question, culturally, so as you're preparing for the preseason, do you have a playlist to get you into the preseason gear? Do you have a theme song as a GM?
Well, that's actually why I'm here.
Okay.
I came to you all to help me build my playlist for this year.
Okay.
And to really solidify what my theme song should be as GM.
I like how
we can ask the listeners.
Yeah, we can ask the listeners.
Yes.
That could go more than one way.
How many songs are going to be on this? I need five. Just like,
you need five songs.
Not 10. I need five songs.
A five playlist.
So what are you trying to do? You want hype? You want to be pumped up? You trying to swerve, like, up the streets? I forgot we're live.
Oh my gosh! Or do you need a mixture, like some mellow?
Let's do the build up. So a little bit mellow at first, into like, okay, song number five. We're jamming. Like,
so I'm thinking theme song, like song you should walk out to. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what will be your draft walkout song?
My draft walkout song.
First thing that comes to mind: draft night walkout song.
You got your outfit that you wear.
You flipped the question on us.
I know. I don't know. Whitney Houston is like in my head right now. But that would not be my selection. However, that was the first song that came to mind. I am every woman.
Right, that's cool.
But that is not my selection. Let me just make that clear. let's see. Oh man. This is a problem. I don't have.
Should we ask the players?
Ooh,
we got you.
No, or would you rather have the listeners?
No, let's have the listeners.
Okay,
I want to go to listeners.
All right,
but this is where I struggle.
Okay,
I need a theme song.
We'll put it out there.
So you want to go from like Tamia to Nookie Buck? I got you.
That's a range. Wow,
that is a range.
From Canada to Atlanta. All right.
Negative whatever.
Oh man. All right,
and then I guess, do you have like preseason fits as a GM? Are you just like,
I see the jacket today. I see it today.
We got special. I'm with special.
Okay, wait. Okay. I didn't look down.
I'm with special.
I see the shoes. I see the shoes.
These are fire.
Okay.
Your draft fit was fire. And then these are some shoes.
Yes.
Oh, these are fire.
I do.
Well, thank
they're great
you.
Shoes.
Well, like a cherry.
Got a dress for the job you have.
Burgundy. What cherry burgundy?
Well, when my hip is fine, I'm going to be back in my dress shoes.
All right.
So it's like, that's fire.
It's all about that hip.
Yeah. All right. Well. Well, thank you, Angela.
Thank you both.
Taking time to talk.
Yes,
it was
my
seriously.
Pleasure. Thank
you. I always love sitting down the time with you all. So we've only done this twice, so we gotta.
We have to keep it up.
This up.
We do. We have to keep it up.
We can do this more. Okay. We can do this more frequently. Right. Now that I know that you're listening to the
Oh my God.
Lord, yeah, let's go.
Please.
I do on my long drive just so I can have that time.
Yeah.
We do have other things to cover. Yes. So I wanted to turn into your grievances.
It's not gonna be the grievances.
Okay.
It was happy time.
I don't want to do that.
We're
not doing that.
Anyway, we want to shout out. We appreciate you. We appreciate Street Team Alex.
Yes. Yes.
Look at that.
Okay. We have her laughing over there.
Yes.
Billboard Alex. Street Team Alex.
Yes.
Roommate Alex. Shout out to you. Shout out to Kevin.
Yes. Thank you.
Kevin Kev.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to Angela. You got any shout outs you want to give out?
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to you both. I mean, shout out to Angel City, because I'm just excited that we have this preseason upon us and the second season. I'm just so excited for these players, for the staff, for everybody, front office. I mean, one team right here, and we're going for it.
The beaches.
The beaches!
Let's go!
Shout out to mom and dad. Shout out to... No, okay, so I'll stop.
I mean, yeah, shout out your parents. Shout out mom and dad. You say one team and almost did one band, one sound. That's so bad.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's so bad.
Oh, wow.
I'm such a band kid. Such a band kid. Okay.
Yeah, so the beaches are open. Come to the beaches.
Oh, my God.
You didn't think I wasn't going to just, like, walk out of this. Angel City. Okay.
Can't wait for our friends to block our podcast. That's
all right.
Amazing.
Wait, I appreciate you. All right. But, yeah, shout out to the Two Cents fam.
Yes. There's so many. There's too many.
It's on the, it's all
we
y'all.
Keep adding people.
Happy
there's
Black
too
History
many.
Year.
There's too many.
Wait a minute. So do you have like a Black History theme song? Because it's Black History Year. We are currently in Fabulous and also Fluorescent Blades is Black February.
Oh, I've just been doing a lot of Alicia Keys right now.
Okay.
Just like
that's fair.
Kind of her old school stuff.
Like, oh yeah, first three albums.
Yeah,
the first three.
Yep,
three
albums. Exactly.
Run. Great
yep.
three albums.
The On Key.
Yep.
On Key Alicia. On Key.
Yes.
Alicia
yes.
On Keys.
Yes.
On Keys. No, first three albums are goated. No, first three albums are amazing.
Yeah. Stay behind the keys. Don't be dancing.
Oh my gosh. Well, she was going to invest in women's soccer. I don't know now. Good lord.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Good lord.
We got to bring her in here.
You're killing Gotham right now.
We love it.
Oh,
the keys.
Oh my God.
I sing off key. Anyway, Street Team. Our Street Team. So you had Alex with Anubia, Georgia, JG.
Yes.
Ebony. Then Navidad. Super Macario in the South Florida. And then all our patrons, Gal Pal Sports. Caitlin, Carolyn Nettles, thank you for sponsoring us. All y'all supporters on a day-to-day basis. And then everybody, we appreciate you. We see you, hear you, all that. What are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We can make sure the Black women in your life are always celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
Yo, this is funny because Angel's out here doing the whole... That's what I'm talking about. Entertaining craziness of the this is what happens when we're live in 3D. You look like you have a lot of regret skills, but it's okay. But yeah,
every day. Every day.
Appreciate you, Angela.
Every day.
Coming through and hyping this up. Thank you. Much love. All right. Peace. Everybody say bye.
Peace out.
Oh my God.